Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside.
And I'm John Wine.
Like the drink, I married a great name and man.
We've been married for 21 years.
But we've been together for 29 years.
We have 3 children, 2 girls and a boy.
John is a petroleum engineer.
And Amy's a marriage therapist.
We have decided to try and work together, bringing you this podcast. We know from experience that relationships aren't perfect, far from it.
And Amy has worked with hundreds of couples in a large private practice in Texas.
You can get those sparks aflying with some tips and tricks we've learned by making a lot of marriage mistakes.
And from all of Amy's professional work with couples, hey, you should be married to a marriage therapist.
So if you want to have a marriage on fire,
here we go.
Hey guys, this is Amy, your Marriage on Fire host, and I'm so excited you're here. I have a quicker episode for you today, but it is a good one, and I want to talk about strengthening the foundation of your marriage. And you need to do that by doing one thing well, and that is negotiating your marital style. So what am I talking about when I'm talking about negotiating your marriage style? So I mostly work with high achieving professionals, entrepreneurs, and their spouses. So what I find is many couples, marriages, find that they have some difficult times when they are unable to start to negotiate their way into a stable marriage, right? Like you come into the marriage two different people, and we often fight to be agreed with, right? We have arguments. Even in the best marriages, we have disagreements. And what we really want our partner to do is agree with us. We want them to say, oh, baby, you're right. I've seen the light. Everything you say is right. And it is so good. How could I have ever said anything against that? I mean, really, come on. But this isn't a fairy tale. You're not living a fairy tale. I'm not living a fairy tale. We live in the real world. We are two different people. And we often find that we are trying to make our spouse think, act, and be like us. Why? Just negotiate the different marriage style, right? So if you have never managed to agree on a marital style you both prefer, then it's going to be the basis for every argument that you have. So your undercurrent of the marriage is going to be how to argue, how to express and handle emotions between you, how to feel loved and show loved. In short, what I'm saying is it's about what being truly involved and committed to each other really means. Okay. So with that undercurrent, hurt feelings come in, resentments, rejection, and bitterness builds. One of you may feel flooded, the other lonely, one attacked, the other unlistened to. Like there are so many ways that this can build in even the best marriages because we get busy. We have things to do. We're running businesses. We're leading teams. We have children. Maybe both of us are working. Maybe one's a stay-at-home parent while the other one's working their patootie off. We don't have a good work-life balance. Or maybe our marriage is good, but we want it to be great. So here are some areas that we need to negotiate, some guiding principles, so to speak, that are going to help you both decide which marital style for handling the disagreements in your marriage suit you best. So this is kind of like a boot camp that I've done. It was a communication marriage blueprint boot camp, and it will be coming up again later this year. So go to amywine.com, put your name on the waiting list, because I am for a quick week, I think it's even less than a week, but with that giving bonuses and stuff, I'm going to help you make your own marriage communication blueprint, right? And some of this will go in there so that you have what you need to work with your spouse, talk to your spouse, and have every disagreement become productive disagreements. And you may think I'm out of my mind, but I could tell you I've done it, and I've seen thousands of couples going through my boot camp, my courses, and in person have this transformation, and you can too. So I'm going to tell you a little bit more about these guiding principles, and you can take them straight from here. So, together or separate? Togetherness versus separateness. If you strongly value we-ness, as I call it, being together, it's we, more than you value your separateness and your individuality, you're probably going to be more comfortable with a validating style of disagreement. But if on the other hand, you feel your own autonomy and separateness is more important than the we-ness, you may prefer a volatile or avoider style of disagreement. Couples in these marriages are more likely to have separate spaces in their home that are purely his or hers, separate friends, and so on. So you need to talk to your spouse. What do you value, togetherness or separateness? What do they value, together or separateness? If you both value the same thing, that makes that one easy to negotiate. If you don't, you're going to have to start understanding and hearing the perspective of why one believes it one way or the other. All right, the next principle that you need to negotiate, romance and companionship. If you highly value keeping your relationship dynamic, romantic, oh boy, a volatile style of disagreement may suit you. Validating couples are most concerned about being good companions and each other's best friends, right? But the more creative, the more romantic, the more passionate we are, the more volatile our disagreements are. So what do you and your spouse value? That's the only thing you're looking for in these guiding principles. You're not going to solve all of the things in this conversation, but you need to know where the resentment and contempt and the feeling alone and all of that can creep in, right? Even if your marriage is good, you've got to know where this stuff can creep in because it just kind of naturally does over time. You know, marriage is hills and valleys, ups and downs. So what is it? Romance or companionship? Go talk about that one. Next, honesty. Or can we just avoid it and be dishonest by avoidance? I don't know. This one's a hard one. It's a little bit different than the first two that are value-based. This is value-based, but let's talk about it a little bit more. Volatile couples, they value frankness. They're blunt. I'm just going to say it like it is. I'm not going to pussyfoot around this. I'm just going to say it. They generally value being completely honest with each other and don't believe in hiding negative feelings or their grievances on issues. It's like all hanging out there. They see honesty as the basis of their trust. So validating and avoiding couples, on the other hand, pick and choose when and on what issues they're going to be completely honest about. And they often underplay their expressions of negativity. Well, then those are the ones we call the stuff and blow. You know what I mean? They stuff in all the negativity because they want to avoid it and they don't want to have the conflict. So then they blow up every now and again and you're like, whoa, what just happened? So where are you and your spouse out on this? Are you more the volatile where it's all hanging out? Are you validating and avoiding couples? So where is your values within that? Next, persuasion. Volatile couples, they often think their partner isn't engaged with them if there's not any real give and take, an active type of disagreement or discussion. Validating and avoiding couples value far less involvement, right? They don't want to have the conversation. They want to avoid the conversation. So this plays out a lot in my husband and I. I'm more passionate. I'm more talky. I'm more wordy. Is talky even a word? I don't think that's a word. I made that up. Hey, it's a new word now. See what I mean? I am passionate. I'm a little bit on the crazy side sometimes. I can get things going. He is very conflict avoidant. Now, in his professional life, he'll hit it head on. Like, I'll hear his work peers talking about him, and I'm like, I don't even know who that guy is. Like, He's not that way at home. He's very calm, cool, collected, wants to avoid it. But I can be overpowering too. So I've had to learn to dial it down because we value two different things in this persuasion area, right? It creates conflict and doesn't allow us to overcome it. But now that we know about it, I can dial it down and he can pick his up and talk a little bit more because it's important to me. And it's important to him that I come with him at a softened startup, right? So next, expressing emotion. This kind of goes from the last one. If you're very expressive emotionally, which I can be, and you prefer that discussing marital conflicts are easy to come for you and you don't mind the conflict and you can discuss them all day long, then the volatile style of a relationship is what suits you. And when I say volatile, I'm not talking about it's, you know, a negative thing, so to speak. I'm just saying it's more expressive. It's more, it can cause more problems, especially if one partner's more wordy like I am and your spouse is like my husband and he's not. So this can cause the problems, but you've got to be able to balance them between the validating, avoiding, and the volatile. So expressing emotion again, if you do value this, but in moderation, the validating style is likely more your preference of marriage. But if you don't feel comfortable expressing strong negative feelings, and you would probably prefer the avoidance style, right? So now, as you've guessed, there are three different types of marriages. So you've got the avoidance, the volatile, right? And what else? Come on, tell me. Validating. You're learning, see? All right, I got two more things that you need to talk to your spouse and negotiate. Traditional roles. Validating and avoiding couples tend to prefer traditional sex roles in dividing up the household tasks and childcare. Volatile couples, they don't really care. It's probably more like with volatile couples, it's not as traditional. They don't value that traditional male-female roles in the household. Right? I was even a stay-at-home mom for a while, and I'm more volatile, I've just said. So I didn't really want to do the housework, and my husband will tell you I have no domestic skills whatsoever. Like, I don't like it. I don't care. Like, he does the laundry. This is great. So we do not have traditional roles in our house, even if we're both working or even when I was a stay-at-home mom. So let's go on to the last one, philosophy and beliefs. Those in avoiding marriages are more likely than the other two styles to put a high value on having a shared set of religious or philosophical beliefs that guide their life together. Now, where are you at on this? This is a value that if you're not aligned on, it creates major conflict in the marriage. So if you're aligned, then great. This isn't a problem area. You don't have to negotiate it. If you're not, negotiate it and try to understand for each person's perspective of where they're coming from and their values and beliefs of religious and philosophical beliefs, because then it doesn't have to be a high conflict area for you. And that goes for all of these guiding principles. So let me recap a little bit. There are 7 areas to go talk to your spouse about right now. So write these down and decide where your value systems lie, because they can underlie almost all of your disagreements. So togetherness versus separateness. Do you like to be together as a we all the time, or do you need your individual time? Romance and companionship. So are you romantic, or are you mostly concerned about being each other's best friends? You could do all of the above, but there's a difference that I explained earlier. Let's talk about honesty. Is it bald frankness, or is it, we can hide some negative feelings for the better good? Persuasion. Do you feel your partner's engaged with you or not engaged with you? How do you express emotion? What's your values on expressing emotion? Do you do it in an emotional manner, or do you do it in more validating style, or do you hide your negative feelings because you're not comfortable? The next was traditional roles. Are you more a traditional role type of person in your relationship or a non-traditional? And where are your philosophy and belief systems? So as you can tell, all of these are values. The values are what makes the marriage and what underlines the marriage. When you have the same value system, your marriage is on strong ground. right? Even if you're having hills and valleys, bumps and all of that stuff that could creep in, we can work with that. But if you don't have the same value systems, you really got to know what they are so all that negativity doesn't creep in, right? And then we also learned there are three types of marriages. The volatile one, right? And that doesn't mean you're a volatile person as in angry, fiery, all of those things, and you just keep everything on a low boil or a roaring boil. It just means that you're more out there with things. You're more frank. You're not fluffy, so to speak. You're not avoiding it like a conflict avoiding couple. And you're not the validating type because it's like, why should I validate you? I'm just going to tell you. But we somehow have to figure out how to accept all three roles. And the biggest part is understanding what our spouse is, because then we can take it and pick our battles carefully, right? We can acknowledge our spouse's viewpoint. We can moderate our emotions. We can put trust in our partner because we understand where they're coming from. We can enhance our romance. We could do all of those things. We can learn not to tell our partner what they can and can't do. We can talk for sincere and positive appreciation. We could choose to be polite regardless of our spouse's actions. We could be direct and honest, but in a kind way. And finally, we can also learn to get in touch with our feelings. You talking through this can reaffirm your basic belief systems, and you can learn to level up with your spouse when necessary. So if any of this resonates with you, then you need to get on the wait list for my marriage communication bootcamp, because we are going to go through all of this in depth. We're going to talk about those three types of couples. We are going to talk about how if one of you is volatile and one's conflict avoiding, exactly what areas do you need to work on to connect with your spouse, so that they could feel seen, heard, and understood, which is really what we all want. Seen, heard, understood, and respected. So I'm going to give it to you, lay it out for you. You're going to love it, right? Get on the wait list, amywine.com, for the Marriage Communication Bootcamp, because you're not going to want to miss it, and you will be amazed at what we're going to do in just 3 short days. And I'm even going to throw on some bonuses. So you're actually going to get 5 or 6 days with me, unprecedented access. There's even a VIP bonus access with one-on-one time with me, coaching you in your marriage specifically to your needs. And this blueprint, I'm going to tell you, customized specifically for your marriage type, is going to make sure that even the best marriages are phenomenal. I hope you join me.
Up our episode for today. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to the show just so you don't miss any future episodes. While you're there, it would mean the world to me if you would take a few seconds and leave me an honest review. I read each and every one of them. You can find all the links and information mentioned in this podcast episode at www.amywine.com/podcast. Don't forget to tag me on Instagram at @TheAmyWine and let me know what you took away from this episode or what you would love for me to talk about in future episodes. Thanks for listening, and I will see you here again next week on Marriage on Fire.
Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're going to tackle real life marriage challenges. from reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're going to find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit ThriveLifeTV.com and let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.